Welcome to the regular board meeting, May 8th, 2023, Hamilton Educational Center Boardroom, 6:00 PM. We have roll call.
Yes. Mrs. Isaac?
I am here.
Mr. Dahmer?
Present.
Mr. Schutte?
Here.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Present. Motion to call the meeting to order.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Pledge allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now we need a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Presentations.
Yeah, thank you, President Ober. We have one presentation this evening. I'm going to introduce our Director of Public Relations, Mrs. Caitlin Duncan.
Hi.
Hi.
I know, you've seen me up here a lot this year. It's been a busy year. But tonight's exciting because tonight we have Ben with us. Ben is from the Columbus Metropolitan Library, and they're having a very big year. They're celebrating their 150th birthday. So Ben is here to talk to us a little bit about their initiatives.
Thank you. Superintendent Tyler, members of the board, members of the public, happy to be here this evening to talk with you briefly. I know you have probably a lot on your agenda. It's May. I'm sure you can all feel it, right?
Yes,
parents,
sir.
Teachers, and administrators, you know, the end is coming here. So thanks again. My colleagues and I, we are traveling around to our 10 different school districts to talk a bit more about Columbus Metropolitan Library and our relationships with those school districts, which are very important to us. So I've left a packet up there you can look through as I speak, and then also dig into that a little bit later. So I want to talk about our services with youth. We call that our young mind strategy, our most important strategy. And we're finding that it's even more important here in this post-pandemic era, where we're finding still the ill effects of some of the interruptions that we had with learning loss and learning interruption. So I want to share several resources that we've been sharing with our school communities to help support youth, students, teachers, and caregivers. So on the first page, inside the packet, we talk a bit about our work with Ready for Kindergarten services. And that's working with our birth through age 5 age group, because we know that preparing our students to get ready to learn, ready to read as they enter kindergarten gives them the best chance to succeed in school and thus in life. The following pages are an outline of some of our electronic resources or online products available to anybody with the card holder. And those are targeted towards elementary, middle, high school students, and teachers for use. Talk a bit more about page 5. It's the yellow sheet that you have in the packet. It talks about our support for students out of school, our out-of-school services. So, of course, we want our all of our community members to have a library card, which opens up access to our resources in our buildings and also online and virtually. Some of our key programs during the year of our course, of course, are Summer Reading Challenge, but also a program we call Reading Buddies. That supports our readers K through third grade as we're looking at another big milestone there, right? As students want to pass that third grade reading proficiency test. So again, students that can read proficiently at third grade have a much greater chance of success, becoming readers who can read to learn and comprehend what they're reading later in life. And then our school help centers we have in every single location. That's for students grades K through 12. And that used to be really highlighted around homework. These days, we're seeing less homework and really more of that need, as I said, about learning loss, need for ongoing academic skills, growth, and help. So we have dedicated staff in every location to help students after school in those centers. We love to support our educators directly. So we build our own teacher collections that we can build around thematic topics for teachers. We also love to host library field trips and class visits. We do have some money in our budgets for busing, so we can pay to bring some classes to us. And of course, we have lots of resources online in our virtual environments. And then finally, I highlight support there for high school graduation, because once again, as we think about getting ready for kindergarten, passing that third grade reading guarantee test, and then graduating high school, those are really three important milestones in setting the tone for really the rest of our lifetime of learning. We're happy to help students graduate high school and then find their way to college or career. On the left side of your packet, you'll see information about LinkedIn Learning, which is a service that used to be called lynda.com. This is a fantastic tool that gives students ways to explore their own career goals and interests or lead their own personal or professional development. It's also really good for our teachers, if you want to take a look at that as well. So it is a big year for us. Our organization was founded in 1873, so we're celebrating 150 years of what we're calling our sesquicentennial. We had a large event on March 4th, which was the actual date of that anniversary. And this summer, we're looking forward to the first annual Columbus Book Festival on July 15th and 16th, downtown at our main library, inside the whole library, and out back on the Topiary Park. A two-day book festival with headlining authors, vendors, and all sorts of great literacy-related content there. And then finally, I want to share that I am a public services director. My colleagues and I, we oversee different locations and different strategies for Columbus Metropolitan Library. And one of my branches is our South High branch, which is in this service area up on High Street. So I urge you to visit that location. That's your local branch. Then I'd also like to share that our library, we're in the early stages, but we're considering looking at a levy for the November 2023 ballot. We last ran a levy in 2010, which has gone about 3 years longer than we thought that levy would last, do some good fiscal management. But it comes a time that we all have to look at a chance to study those numbers again. So again, we're studying that. We've sent some numbers into the county commissioners to look at the millage rates. Not sure if we're going to move this November or not, but we wanted to make sure that you were hearing from us early in the process as a great partner in our community. So thank you once again. I'm happy to take any questions if you have any from my presentation.
Okay. Any comments from the board?
Appreciate you taking the time to come and share this information with us. As an educator, I didn't even personally know of some of these resources that were available. So I don't know if our staff already have their hands on this and know about it, but I think we can definitely make sure that they are.
And actually, Ben, I had a conversation with our elementary librarian just the other day. I'm going to share her business card, your business card with her, let you guys have some conversations. We were discussing potentially some partnerships and maybe even just a program by which we could get library cards for our students. So thanks. Love the partner.
Yeah. Great.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Good. Right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. President Over, that concludes our presentations for this evening.
All righty. Item number four is public participation. Would you please read
yes.
the statement?
This is 4.1. It's a public meeting on the issue of reemployment of Jan Straub. members of the public are invited to provide input to the board on the issue of Mrs. Straub reemployment during her retirement. Speakers are limited to 5 minutes if we have any tonight, and all public comments will be closed after 30 minutes. Sign-up sheet is obviously used. If necessary, to determine the order in which a person will address the board, but I have not received, I do not have any public participation. So,
is there anybody that would like to fill a form out and make any statements? I mean, I don't know what else could be said from the last meeting.
Everybody's looking at Sherry right now.
I just say no.
Good. Okay, no statements. All right. Let's get over to board report. Mrs. Clark, would you lead us off?
Sure. Thank you, President Obert. First of all, I just want to say, wow, I can't believe that this is our last meeting of the school year. I feel like it's been a really good year, and I appreciate all of the work everyone has done to make that happen, and look forward to wrapping up with a strong ending. As far as my legislative report, Mr. Tyler and I were kind of talking beforehand about the fact that there's not been a lot of movement on a lot of the bills that we have talked about previously. It's likely that a lot of them will end up getting bundled into the budget that we will see what happens with in June, which has its own set of problems because we won't have that opportunity to really vet what gets put in and what gets thrown in and all of that. So we'll need to keep a close eye on that, but we have one more meeting before the final budget would be passed in the end of June. So that concludes my report.
All right, thank you. David?
Yeah, I agree with Amber. It's been a good year. I've got two granddaughters that went to prom. That went real well. I only heard a couple iffy things going on in the and then I have a grandson that's going to first grade, so I've get the whole spectrum of this school now. So let's continue on. We're doing good.
Hey, Mr. Schutte, thank you. Mrs. Isaac.
So last week was Teacher Appreciation Week, so thank you all. This has been a great school year, but from a mother's perspective, I am done. I am tapped out. I have a senior who is graduating this year, so I am emotional, but it has been an amazing year. I did not get to attend the art show, but I did see online a lot of the art that was presented, whether it had been friends whose children's art was displayed or just some of the pictures, and they were all phenomenal, so they did a great job there. Mr. Willard's class, who did the mock interviews, my son also did it. I will say he forgot his clothes, had to run back home, get dressed, but that was actually, I think, a really good experience for those children who got to kind of do that type of thing. Because a lot of times I will say even my child who's done an interview will go out the door in sweatpants, and I don't think they fully comprehend nowadays really what a whole interview is supposed to look like. So that was really nice to see. And the pre-K prom, so cute. The pictures were just great with that. And then our seniors, I wish you all the best. And their prom, my daughter went to prom as well. All of the girls and the guys, they all looked top notch. I thought the prom was great. The location I heard was excellent. I heard they all had fun. So I don't know who picked out the location. I don't really know who decided all of that. Was that you? Okay, so
a year ago, so they did a great job.
Yeah, they did an amazing job. I heard nothing but great things about the prom this year. So well done. I'm broke, but well done. So yeah, I just wish all the seniors, you know, good luck in everything they do. Yeah. That's it.
Mr. Dahmer.
So I'll just piggyback on, you know, thanking everybody for, you know, a great year. You know, we got a couple more weeks left. Let's just continue to just make sure that everything, you know, gets wrapped up. And, you know, to the students, you know, it's not done yet. Let's make sure that, you know, we continue to have the good behavior, you know, whether it's seniors that are getting ready to, you know, graduate, or whether it's kids all the way down to, you know, the elementary. You know, let's just make sure that we, you know, we continue to be on our best behavior and just finish up strong. I know at the intermediate level, they told the kids that if they got in trouble, they'd miss field day. So I know RJ has definitely been on his best behavior because, you know, he doesn't want to miss any type of that activities. But again, you know, just want to say thank you to, you know, everybody from the administration down to the teachers. You know, I know it's been a great year. You know, we've we've had our hiccups, but you know, let's just continue to finish it up. Also, May 27th is the football golf outing at Westchester Golf Course. I'll just throw that in for Tennyson real quick, just as a reminder to everybody. I think they still have some spots available and sponsorships that people can do on that. Lastly, to the seniors, congratulations. And, you know, I know it's something they work hard for, you know, for many years. And let's just remember that, you know, we're there, but let's just finish it up. So that concludes my report.
All righty. Yeah, it seems like since the pandemic, this was a really good year, I thought. I thought we finally had a normal year. Let's not say a real good year. Let's just say we had a normal year. I had a grandson in the little people prom, and yeah, it's fascinating watching all that. Going to change the subject a little bit here, and Mark and I have talked about this. The corner of 23 and High Street, they're proposing a full-scale truck stop with scales, washers. When you go down Rathmill Road and you see where they didn't cut the weeds down, that's the footprint. That's how large it's going to be. And the trucks are going to come out on Rathmill Road. They're going to go into it from Rathmill and off of it, or out of it through Rathmill. There's another group that bought the 5 acres where the township store is at Lockbourne and Rathmill. The group that bought that, they're a investment group, and they build gas stations. And so we have one in Shadesville. We have one across from the casino. Right now, they're looking at building a gas station truck stop next to Lowe's on 23 on High Street. And then we have the other two gas stations that's been here. And, you know, one time we're gas station poor, and now we're going to be, you won't be able to go anywhere without passing a gas station or a truck stop. A lot of people don't think that we need that full-scale truck stop at 23 and Rathmill Road. Now, that's Columbus property. We don't really get a lot of information from Columbus on their developments, but I don't know if any of you go up Rathmill to go home. But even right now, the traffic, you know, when construction's finished, we won't have that many cars. But, you know, it's a real pain to get to 23 now. So if these developments happen, then, you know, it's not going to be, you know, so good for us. Next door to me on my south property line and our school south property line is a solar panel farm, and it's a very large one. It goes from Parsons close to the Meadows, and it goes down to the water treatment. Now, 50 years ago, when I was an apprentice, we talked about semiconductors and superconductors. We talked about solar energy, and we talked about wind energy. And I believe in every one of those. It's progress. It's the only thing that's going to keep us in advance with the population. Do I want a farm next to me? Only if I could dig a ditch over there. And since I'm an electrician, I should be able to tap off of their existing lines. But, you know, it's progress. It's the way it is. But we're hoping, community members are hoping, that we can raise enough concern about the truck stop at 23 and Rathmill Road. Obetz on the property on the corner store, they control the zoning. And any community that controls the zoning pretty much controls what's going to go there. I don't know what's going to happen, but at least we can try to stop the one down there at 23 in Rathmill. If you're going to have a full service truck stop here at Lowe's, you know, what the heck? Why do we need that for? So with that, every year I'm just amazed on how the seniors are prepared, the changing of the classes, the changing of the guard, changing of teachers. It's amazing. It's a very large, we are a very large business, a multi-million dollar business. And I think the people ahead in charge of all that are doing a really good job. That's my report. Six, treasure report.
I'm just gonna piggyback off Amber real quick. Yeah, the budget bill is going through, but she's right. There's other bills. It's House Bill 33 now. It's the budget bill. But yeah, they're gonna jam everything into one. So the House version came out, and I took that into account for my 5-year forecast a little bit. But we won't know the numbers until June 30th, probably at 8 p.m. So, which drives me crazy every year, but it is what it is. But she's right. They're jamming everything in the budget bill. But that's all I have. I'll let you know. That's not my opinion.
Okay. Number seven, financial programs. We have 11 items. Do we have a motion to accept?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any comments or questions?
I just had one question with the technology fee. I know we put that in place a couple of years ago when we were trying to like buy Chromebooks. I know obviously there's going to be a continued cost to repair and replace them, but do we see that continuing to be a need going forward, or like at the same price, or
probably an increase because technology is not getting any cheaper. No, technology is not getting cheaper. $25. Because free kids don't have to pay for it. You know what I mean? So that's how many hundreds of our kids. What the $25 we get in is not even close to the tech budget.
But that helps.
It helps a little bit buying the Chromebooks.
It's just at least replenish and replace our broken ones and things like that. Mm-hmm. The parents, if it gets lost or stolen, are replacing those.
If it gets lost or they break it, they have to pay for it, right? But yeah, so I would see just with everything in the world eventually going up, but we'll keep it here for this year. And again, no. Breakfast price stays the same real quick. No student fees, no pay to play. The bus lease purchase for 4 brand new buses. Hopefully they'll be here September, October. That's what they told us. See. That's it.
Any other questions? Any other comments? Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes.
Item number eight, superintendent's report.
Yeah, thank you, President Obert. I just want to really just give the board some important dates coming up. Caitlin did a great job at sending you all an email. If you haven't seen that, refer your email. It really does break down some of the things that we have happening over the next several weeks. Obviously, the big one is graduation. Graduation, of course, is a week from this Friday. It's that quick. Fortress Field, obviously, we're requesting you be there maybe just after 6 p.m. You guys have all done this before. We'll get you in your robes and things like that there at the venue, and should have a really nice night for that. The other thing that I want to bring to your attention, and we're able to do this now again with you know, COVID having passed us by, the board appreciation tour that we've done in years past. Probably everybody but Mary's had the opportunity to participate in this. And again, guys, we all understand that you have, you know, professional lives, you have jobs, you have commitments. Make what you can make. Don't worry about the things you can't make. But we will have the board appreciation tour. That will be the last day for students, so that is next Thursday. And if you want to participate in that, we'll begin right here in this room at 11:45. Okay, and if you got any questions about any of those things, don't hesitate to reach out. Happy to help you with that, and that's all I have, President Obert.
All righty. Educational programs, we have five items. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Comments and questions? Not seeing any roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Item 10, personnel. Do we have a motion? We have three. Three items on this.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments? Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
And Mr. Obert?
Yes. Item 11, approval of personnel. We have 11 items?
Eight items. Ignore the 11? Yeah, it's eight items.
So moved. Second.
Comments, questions?
I'd just like to offer a really quick congratulations to both Josh Eaton and Bill Myler. A couple longtime administrators here in our district. Both did a fabulous job for us, and we'll be missed.
How many years have they been with?
It's a great question, buddy. I knew you were going to ask that before I started. I think Bill Myler's been with us in the 20s. Josh Eaton's a little bit more recent, but he's been with us at least 15, both of which, you know, phys ed teachers for us. And, you know, Josh was a longtime soccer coach, you guys will recall. But, Sarah, not to put you on the spot, do you know how long it's been since Bill was here?
28.
Is it? Matt said 29, 28? Okay.
Maybe just
28. Okay. And Kelly, with Josh, am I about right with 15?
Yeah, I want to say it's
17. 17, okay. Yeah, yeah. But two really good, again, longtime educators for us. Just wish them the absolute best in their retirement.
You know, I just wish that there was something that we could do special for them at this meeting. Present them something going away or...
If you're able to make the board tour, one of the things that we've decided we're going to do, Chris Thompson's helped me with this, is we've always brought our retirees or given them the opportunity to come back to our convocation the following year, and we would recognize them on stage. Mm-hmm. It's interesting how our retirees don't seem to like to come to work the first day of the next year. So what we've decided we're going to do moving forward with these is when we go around on the board tour, I'm going to present, well, myself or members of the board can assist in this, but we're going to present to them some just a nice little gift from the district at that opportunity. So just an FYI.
Okay, we got a motion, we got a second. Any questions, any comments? Okay, roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Sheedy?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ebert?
Yes. Okay, item number 12. Got two items.
I think this was just one. This is Chris.
Just one?
Oh, just one, sorry.
Yes.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any comments? Hearing none, roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Sheedy?
Abstain.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ebert?
Yes. Item number 13, three items. What do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Do we have any questions? Any statements? Seeing none or hearing none, roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Sheedy?
Yeah.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
And Mr. Ebert?
Yes. Item number 14, retirement. Oh, we got three items here. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. This includes retirement, resignation, and non-renewal. Any comments, any questions?
Again, like I offered before, we have a retirement in this one. This is a long-time intermediate. Well, he's been all over the district, but currently an intermediate custodian, Chip Roby. Chip's character, and that's a guy that will be missed. I think his culinary skills will be missed, amongst other things. But very happy for Chip. Wish him well.
Okay. Like I said before, I wish he was here. All righty. Table items.
Oh,
we got to vote on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Sheedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
And Mr. Ebert?
Yes.
And no, we have no table
items. No table items.
No need for executive session. Did we have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
Yeah, before we start roll call, I want everybody to realize that tonight was a little different for me. I wore my hearing aids. I was able to hear some of the comments out there. And,
but didn't you?
They bought us a really nice adjournment item. So, roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Sheedy?
Yeah.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ebert?
I got one more thing.
6:33 p.m.
6:33.